My name is Tengel Sandre, and this is Working in Projects. This part will deal mainly with the mission of the project, the goal or goals of the project, as well as scope. Most projects start with a mission. You have an idea about what you want the project to accomplish. You want to change something, to create something, and this something then becomes the mission. And very often you will see, if you want to change something or create something new, the organization as such is not necessarily well suited to making a change, to creating something new, and it may be better than working inside the ordinary day-to-day organization to create a project. So the mission of the project is more or less what would you want it to accomplish, what does success look like. And even if different stakeholders, for example different department bosses, have different goals, different outcomes they want out of a project, they should all agree on the mission itself. So for example, increased access to literature at, say, this university may be a mission. A library that is accessible from earlier in the morning till later at night, for more days of the week, that could be a goal for that mission. But an online database with all journals that are on the students' reading lists, that could also be a goal towards that mission. So different goals can fit into the same mission. The mission statement should be ambitious, it's usually also ambiguous. One mission statement may be more than one project. For example, putting a man on the moon was one mission, but it was several projects. The mission statement should not change during the project. That should be the overarching goal that you're always working towards. And if there's a need to change the mission, you should consider reconfiguring or even stopping the project and creating a different or a new project. Now, goals, however, they may change during the project, only as long though as they still align with the project mission. And please be aware, even with a stated mission, product owners, managers and participants may still disagree about what the real mission is. For example, for the man on the moon, what was most important? Was it the American flag on the moon? Was it the science of getting someone there and back again? Or was it the science you could get from rocks from the moon? And my personal experience is that if there is no clear written down mission statement, you should avoid the project. A lack of mission statement before you start a project indicates, well, bad preparation on an organization that is not really ready for projects. So this is one mission: increase use of student active learning. Now, goal one could be make educators aware of active learning. Well, a second goal could be create active learning classrooms, while a third goal could be provide technology that makes it easier to engage students. But all of these could also be separate projects. So we could have either projects for each of these, we could have sub-projects for each of these inside one project. But there could also be all separate goals for a single project. If we look at them, it's uncertain whether reaching these goals would also mean that we accomplished a mission. So for example, goal one: maybe we need to make teens aware of active learning successes before they will actually engage with their own professors to make them more interested in active learning. And for the second goal, to create active learning classrooms, maybe we should start by working with hybrid spaces where students can work in groups, but which can also be used for lectures for groups. Now, the third goal: provide technology that shifts lecture to video. Well, this is a very simple technology, But it enables us to do something different in the classroom, because you can see the video, the lecture beforehand. But for me, it's more or less the same. I'm giving a lecture, whether I give it on video or in the classroom. Well, I miss the feedback, but it also enables us to have a more active session when in class. So maybe this would be the first technology to choose. Now, the goals are the concrete, defined, expected results of the project. But as I said, they can change during the project. So you may have initial expectations that will change during the project. So it's more, what does completion of the project look like, rather than the mission statement, which is, what does success look like? So the goals are mainly for the project group, I would say. Now, the goal must be communicated and shared so that handoff after completion is possible. So even if I said it's more inward looking, it's more for the project group and the mission is more outward maybe, then you should be sure that the project owner understands the goals and how they align with the mission. Now, the goals, they must be achievable. So I said the mission will be ambitious, or should be ambitious. And I also say that the mission statement may be ambiguous, so it may be a bit unclear exactly how this will be solved, how this will be achieved. Well, the goals must be more specific. So for example, 95% of all reading list material should be accessible online. That is clearly a goal. But it is not achievable unless it involves both the library, who provide access, and also the lecturers, who actually make the reading lists. If these two groups do not cooperate, we cannot reach that goal. A goal should be actionable. It should be something it's clearly possible to do something with or for. As I said, a project may have several goals, but if they have several goals, you should consider breaking it down into sub-projects. I'll talk more about that later. Even if goals change, they must be communicated. Now, when you describe a goal, you must be sure that the description is actionable, something you can do something with or for. As I mentioned, a project may have several goals. If it does, you may consider breaking it down into sub-projects. I'll talk more about that later. If goals change, be sure that you communicate the change over the goals so that the project owner and important stakeholders, what I would call core stakeholders later on, are informed, that they understand what the goals were and what they are now. But also, if the goals change, you should think about scope creep. If there are no clear actionable goals that may be checked for completion after the project is finished, I would suggest you avoid the project, because that definitely reduces the chances of success. Now, a space for active student learning, that's specific enough to be shared with the project owner, the portfolio manager, and his stakeholders and so on. It's still open enough to allow for a goal-seeking project, and it may allow different partners to discuss quite different solutions. This goal can be adjusted to become much more or less ambitious during the project. It's quite open to scope creep. An ALC, capital letters, at our university, now that is highly specific. It's still easily shared, of course. It's clearly a goal-oriented project now. It cannot be adjusted, at least not much, in terms of how ambitious it is. And this is much better insulated against scope creep. So the scope is more about what is within the limits of this project. So how is this project limited from the rest of the organization, from other projects? And it's quite important that the different bosses in the organization and project managers of other projects, as well as the project owner, the portfolio manager, if there is one, they must all agree about the scope. And this should be clearly stated in text with delimitations against neighboring projects or fields or themes. So for example, does provide online access to journals include handling the intellectual property rights issues? Or are we only talking about the technical aspects here? You need those kind of agreements before you start. For example, what is the scope of a project which has the mission to create something along the lines of a physical space for active learning? Is it assumed that all technology that is inside the space is part of the project? But what about software on lectures, computers? Is it assumed really that that is not a concern of the project? So we need to describe the borders between this project and the ICT department, for example. And I suggest you invite people who are just outside the borders. So for example, that you invite the ICT department in and tell them what you assume is their role and assume is the project's role. As well as talking to the stakeholders that are just inside these borders. So if you have someone who's working a lot with technology inside the project, make sure that this person has aligned with the ICT department what's inside the project and what is not. Now, scope creep. Unfortunately, a very common killer for many projects. For example, the spaces for different forms of active learning. If your project was initially the physical space, and then you have a scope creep that involves different forms, it has changed a bit, and the goals will multiply, in fact. Because now you have to make some kind of differentiation between different forms of learning to begin with, and then define different forms of active learning, and then define how these interact with the space. And it's quite common, if your project is going well, then you can expect to get more work. When a leader sees a success, it's natural to want more. So if you progress well inside the project, there's always a danger of a scope creep. And it's surprising, it's so well known as a success killer for projects, yet most leaders have a tendency to increase the workload of a project, to ask for more. So scope creep is quite common. If I may make a suggestion, try to be preemptive, try to define new things as interesting for a new project, or try to make a handoff to the organization and define what you're trying to get outside the project. So for example, in this scope group, you could say, all right, we need someone to provide us with examples of different styles of learning and teaching. And if we get that, we will work with different forms of spaces for these different forms of learning and teaching. So, to sum it up, within the scope of the project, you have the overarching mission, and you may have one or several goals within that mission to accomplish that mission, and of course each and every goal may have several tasks.